Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me, I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, go ahead and add us to your playlist. Today, we're talking about accountability. This term has been receiving a good deal of attention these days. So yes, let's get a good working definition. Accountability. An obligation or willingness to accept responsibility or account for one's actions. Notice the use of willingness in its definition, a willingness to accept responsibility for one's actions. That means you cannot make someone have or take accountability. I know, neighbor, this is a jagged pill to swallow. Today's culture of empowerment oftentimes gives us a false sense of power in certain situations like this one. We can argue, discuss, debate all day long. But until you have a willingness to accept responsibility for your actions, I'm just blowing in the wind. And since we up in here minding our own business, let's take inventory of the things that we have a willingness to take responsibility for. A good one would be our own happiness. Certain relationships we are in may not be facilitating our needs for happiness. And if that's the case, sure. We can identify several ways, reasons, and actions why other people should be accountable for their part in impeding on our happiness. But we just be blowing in the wind. Because what? That's right. They have to be willing to accept the responsibility for impeding on our happiness for them to take accountability for it. Or we can take accountability for it ourselves. How? I'm glad you ask. In all encounters, there are players, people acting one way or another. We can control the way we act or behave, but we cannot control the way others act or behave. Take, for example, your kids. Your kids may be getting on your nerves by making you repeat yourself a million times about cleaning a room, which they have to do every week. But whose fault is that? Yours. Wait a minute, neighbor. Before you turn me off, give me a minute to explain. Your frustration threshold is controlled and managed by you. This is the time when you accept accountability for it, right? If this is something that happens often, it is probably a good idea to create a plan for it. Remember, we talked about a plan for pain last time. So you should also have a plan for frustration, a plan for sadness, anger, guilt, and shame. Because these are the emotions that we oftentimes allocate to other people. This is your life and your business. You can't let others control you or run your business. The foundation to every plan should be acknowledging the triggers, identifying which ones can be avoided, and which ones have to be managed. You can avoid your kids, but what kind of parent would that make you? Instead of avoiding them, make a plan. You know from previous experience that when it comes to chores, they're going to drag their feet, make you repeat yourself, and as my mom say, they ain't going to move until you're fussing and cussing. But instead of allowing their slow movement to motivate you to fuss and cuss, let's make a plan. Sit them down in a time when there's no chores pending and explain that you will remind them only once about their chores. If they don't move quickly to do the chore, then that will result in a loss of 30 minutes screen time. And yes, neighbor, if your child is under 16, screen time should be measured. If you start earlier than 16, it won't be an issue about managing screen time. If you don't want to be held accountable for the amount of time your child has access to a screen, then come up with some sliding scale of consequences. such as you're taking the phone, you're denying privileges until they have consistently remembered their chores on their own. Make sure that these consequences are reasonable, enforceable, and predictable, because fussing and cussing really only affects you. They've learned to tune that out long time ago when there weren't any consequences that followed. Listen, neighbor, I told you in the beginning when we started these chats, we keep it real here in the neighborhood. Once you have enforced these consequences a few times without falter, then you'll experience less frustration when it comes to you getting your children to complete their chores. Okay, that takes care of frustration, but what about other things and other situations? I'm glad you asked. Go ahead and open your notes or get a pen and paper if you're like me. I like to write. Here is a formula to take accountability for your emotions. Step one, name it. You remember that? Yeah, name it. What emotion are you experiencing? Is it sadness? Is it anger? Is it guilt? Step two, what triggers the emotion? Or when do you experience the emotion? Step three, is this yours? We sometimes take accountability for things that aren't even ours. Like we get upset when our friends are having problems in their relationships. We get frustrated when our coworkers don't come back from lunch on time. We get mad at our boss for handing us projects at the last minute. I know what you're saying. That's my boss, and I have to do what they say. It's true. But you are also in control of yourself and your mental health. It is your responsibility to teach people how to respect you. I'm not telling you to tell your boss no. Come on, neighbor. We got bills to pay. I'm suggesting that you make a plan to sit with your boss and share your plan with them. If you've noticed, there are certain types of projects that they hold until the last minute. Tell them how much time you actually need to complete it. Remember, talk to them about this when there are no projects pending. Explain that you are here to help, and in order to do so most effectively, you need a certain amount of lead time to get large projects or difficult projects completed. If you can't do this with your boss, then you need to make a plan to prep as much as you can in anticipation of any last minute projects to keep your mental health in check. All right, neighbor? Step four, can it be avoided? If it can, avoid it. If it cannot, then you have to manage it. And if so, how are you going to manage it? What are some of the things that you can do to decrease the intensity of the emotion that may be triggered? Do you need some help from a professional? Step five, journal it. Write down all of these steps and repeat them for each emotion. I use a subject notebook for each emotion to have its own section. This allows me to add different triggers and what I've done to either avoid them or to manage them. If you do this, it will give you an opportunity to feel more in control of your emotions so that you can be proactive and not reactive. There are a few things that are standard about human beings, and that is our curiosity. We tend to be creatures of habit, and repetition is our best learning technique. If you can identify triggers and implement your plan for them over and over, you'll see what I mean. Your happiness will be longer lasting, your relationships will be improved because you won't feel resentment about people who you say are impeding on your happiness because you didn't give them a chance to. It's not your job to hold people accountable. It is our job to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And remember, love keeps no account of wrongdoings. I think that's a good place to stop. Your homework is to create a plan for each triggered emotion, frustration, anger, sadness, guilt, and shame. What will be your go-to when you experience these emotions? Leave your thoughts on IG, our Facebook page, so that we can chat real time. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me this week. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Yo Nosy Neighbor. If you love the show, leave comments so that I can continue to bring you content. You know I love you more.